The Exterminator is a vigilante film directed by James Glickenhouse and released in 1980. It is shot and set in New York City and is, to my mind, the best of the revenge and vigilante movies set in that city, others of which include Michael Winner's Death Wish and April Ferrara's Ms. 45. A number of movies from the 1970s and 1980s use New York as their backdrop because the city had become synonymous with the idea of urban decay. The Exterminator emphasises the idea of New York as a war zone. The lead character of John Eastland, played by Robert Ginty, is a Vietnam veteran who has experienced a particularly traumatic time during the conflict, which is recounted at the start of the film. The poster also underlines this point, reading, "In war, you have to kill to stay alive. On the streets of New York, it's often the same." After the war, John Eastland works in a meatpacking plant with his war veteran friend, played by Steve James. Steve James, you'll know from the American Ninja movies, and also has a very small role in The Warriors, plays one of the baseball furies, under a lot of white makeup. When his character is attacked and put into a coma by a group of street thugs, Eastland goes out for revenge, taking on the thugs, who are called the Ghetto Ghouls, but also, after that, he attacks the mafia and a child prostitution ring he breaks up. And he undertakes this revenge using 44 Magnum, M16, a blowtorch, and also, in one memorable sequence, a meat grinder. Now, Glickenhouse may have been influenced in creating The Exterminator by a series of novels by Don Pendleton featuring a character called Matt Bolan called The Executioner. Bolan was a Vietnam War vet, vigilante taking on the mafia in New York. I want to draw your attention to three notable moments from the film. The first is a very strange edit where Eastland suddenly has one of the murderous ghetto ghouls tied up and is about to torture him with a blowtorch. There is a real ellipsis in the narrative here because the film doesn't show you him capturing this member of the ghetto ghouls. All of a sudden, the man is tied up in a basement. It's a very strange edit that the film never really explains. Nevertheless, this leads to Eastland finding the culprits who put his friend in a coma, and he ambushes them at their party that they're having. Now, this is my second notable moment from the film. When Eastland attacks the gang and finds the culprits, they are an odd jumble of ideas and symbols. Firstly, they are clothed in a typical punky assortment, but one of them has a patch with the Puerto Rico flag. They also have a Che Guevara poster on the wall and a Bruce Lee poster. And most bizarrely of all, they are listening to the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. The ghetto ghouls attempt to justify their assault on the Steve James character by claiming that it doesn't matter because he is black, although they use far more offensive language. But this is despite them being a multi-ethnic gang themselves. They also, in the party scene, have posters of black people on their walls. So there is an ideological incoherence to all of this, and quite possibly an ideological incoherence within the film itself. And my third notable moment is the opening sequence set in the jungles of Vietnam. It is an incredibly striking scene, extremely violent, and can accurately be described as genuinely hellish. It has an absolutely jaw-dropping special effect created by Stan Winston, of all people, and ends with a bombardment of napalm that cuts instantly to an aerial shot of New York, further cementing this idea of New York City as a war zone. The director, James Glickenhouse, went on to make Codenamed Soldier, a kind of James Bond-style thriller, and also a terrific New York set movie called Blue Jean Cop, starring Peter Weller and Sam Elliott, which is sometimes known as Shakedown. I think maybe Shakedown might be the actual title, and Blue Jean Cop being the alternative title. Nevertheless, try and check those films out. Blue Jean Cop, in particular, has a fantastic trailer. But The Exterminator is his most famous film. But it's not a very loved film. Critical reception to it focused very much on the violence and the sleaze of the film. But I very much love its incoherence. I like its brutality. I like the coldness of Robert Ginty's performance. If you watch the film, check out how he handles scenes set in the brothel and how he talks to the victims that he is there to save. Very cold, completely lacking in empathy in many ways, almost psychopathic. And some sequences in the film have unbelievable style. The Vietnam sequence at the beginning in particular. So, that's The Exterminator. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. If you've seen it before and didn't like it, I urge you to watch it again. It is a film that I think will grow on you. And if you do watch it, think about those moments that I've mentioned today. Thank you. The Newton Talks Cult Film Podcast will return.